News Talk ZB, it's now 6:17, and from Milford Asset Management, Sam Trethaway is with us once again. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
And thank you. So how has the past week been for equity markets?
It's been another good week for equity markets. Most of the global indices have climbed higher. And at this time of year, you often hear people say sell in May and go away to avoid a bit of a seasonal decline that we do often see. But that's certainly not been the case so far. The standout has been the Australian market, which is up over 5% since the end of April. And that's really investors reducing holdings in Australian banks after the turmoil surrounding the Royal Commission over there and putting cash to work elsewhere. So our local market, to some extent, has been dragged along with it or is a beneficiary of that as well.
And on the corporate news front, Sam, what stood out?
I think the market's attention has been squarely focused on a very large investment conference held across in Sydney last week. The conference is arranged by a broker, and it's the largest of its kind by some margin in our market. It's 120 companies present over 3 days, including five from New Zealand, so it's like speed dating for large institutional investors.
And who were the New Zealand companies presenting, and how were they received?
From the NZX, we had Sky City, Air New Zealand, Oceania, Restaurant Brands and Vista Group presenting. And looking at the share price moves, it's Restaurant Brands and Vista which really caught investors' attention. Those stocks were up strongly in the case of Vista Group, over 10% since the presentation. And what they did really well was clearly outline their growth prospects going forward. So in the case of Restaurant Brands, that's the opportunity to build out its international store network. And for Vista, it was really around the Movio cinema product.
Any other highlights, Sam?
The conference has developed a reputation as being a bit of a catalyst for companies to provide trading updates to the market, and subsequently you can see some pretty material share price moves. The two which stood out this year, Larry, were Qantas and JB Hi-Fi. So in Qantas, like we've seen in Air New Zealand, the travel market is reasonably buoyant, particularly in the domestic business, and the trading update they provided highlighted this. So the stock was up nearly 10% over the week. And while across in JB Hi-Fi, this one was really a shocker. The company delivered a poor trading update. The CEO didn't really impress many when he presented, and the company is clearly under pressure from Amazon and the broader shift to online shopping. So that stock was heavily punished.
What about the Banking Royal Commission? What do you make of that investigation?
You're spending time in Australia. I think the Royal Commission is all that most Australians want to talk about at present. The issues uncovered over there have really made everyone stand up and notice. So it's focused on the misconduct in the banking and superannuation market in Australia. And what's arisen is that banks have been underestimating, in some cases, borrowers' ability to repay mortgages, so underestimating their expenses. And then also companies have been caught out for charging clients for financial advice or services that they did not receive. So in the case of AMP, this has resulted in the resignation of the CEO and a number of board members. So certainly a decent upheaval over there.
And when do you think it'll all end, Sam?
Speaking to those following the proceedings and some in the industry, there's no definitive view. Most expect that the disappointing headlines, though, will continue for some time. So the interim report from the commissioner is not due until September and then finalised in February next year. But those directly in the line of fire, I think, are trying to put on a brave face and seeing it as an opportunity to lift industry standards.
Right. So what does it mean for the sector going forward, do you think?
I think it does make it more challenging for lending or credit growth to remain positive like it has been running, which has the potential to slow the wider economy. Banks will certainly tighten up their credit checking or the scrutiny of borrowers' expenses going forward, and that could make getting a mortgage harder. But I think it's very much a developing story at this stage.
Yeah. Do you see a Royal Commission locally?
At this stage, not to the same extent as what we've seen in Australia. Adrian Orr, the new Reserve Bank governor, got asked this question in an interview last week, and he's very firmly of the view that the banks certainly need to make it clear that they aren't hiding any of the same issues that have been uncovered about the Australian parents. And the Reserve Bank and the FMA have sent a joint letter requesting that the banks provide the outcomes of internal inquiries to that effect. So I certainly wouldn't rule out more intense scrutiny of our local banks going forward. But I don't expect a full-blown commission like what we haven't seen in Australia.
All right, Sam, thank you very much. Good to talk to you again. Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management, News Talk ZB 622.
News Talk